Blackstone Audio and Skyboat Media present The End of the Sentence by Maria Davana Headley and Kat Howard. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. For the horned and the hooved, the detailed devils, and the unphotographable, or for the monsters. Chapter 1. There used to be a woman who lived at my house. She's gone now. When I got here, nobody'd lived here in years. They'd given me the key to the padlock, and so I took the Greyhound. There was a little town, but it wasn't much. A mile of paved road in the middle of dirt. A hardware store, a diner, a gas station. I walked 5 miles in the heat because there weren't any taxis, and nobody I wanted to ask to drive me from the drop-off. People were already acting like they were noticing me, and I felt nervous. I could see them in the window of the diner and in the hardware store, looking out. I'd bought the house in an online auction, sight unseen, repossessed due to negligence, city selling it. The house cost $3,000. It came with a bone-silver, paintless Chevy that didn't run. It was what I could afford, almost nothing. But this was the kind of nothing you might do something with. The place, in the picture I saw online, reminded me of my grandparents' house in Louisiana. It had shutters hanging crooked and a little porch. When I saw my house for the first time, it was the beginning of October and still up near 90 degrees. High grass all up around the walkway, and I made a note to cut that down so it wouldn't catch fire. I felt good about that.